Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Overcoming Harm, OCD Mindfulness and CBT Tools for Coping with Unwanted Violent Thoughts by John Hirschfield, MFT, is a focused mental health self-help book about harm-related obsessive compulsive disorder. Its subject is a specific OCD presentation in which unwanted violent thoughts, images, impulses, or doubts become a source of fear, shame, avoidance, reassurance seeking, and compulsive checking. The book belongs to the practical clinical psychology and OCD recovery genre, drawing on cognitive behavioral therapy, exposure and response prevention, and mindfulness-based acceptance strategies. Its purpose is not to reassure readers that every thought is harmless in a simplistic way, but to explain how OCD turns ordinary mental events into perceived threats that demand certainty. Hirschfield addresses readers who fear that intrusive thoughts reveal hidden intent, and he offers tools for changing the behavioral and emotional response to those thoughts. The book is notable for treating harm obsessions directly, rather than folding them into a general OCD discussion. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, harm obsessions are treated as OCD symptoms rather than moral evidence. A central contribution of the book is its reframing of violent intrusive thoughts as symptoms of OCD rather than signs of character, desire, or future behavior. Harm OCD is especially distressing because the content of the obsession conflicts sharply with personal values. A person who is horrified by the thought of harming a loved one may interpret that horror as proof that the thought must be important. Hirschfield explains that OCD exploits this interpretation by making the presence of a thought feel like evidence that danger exists. The resulting problem is not the thought alone, but the meaning assigned to it and the compulsive attempts to neutralize it. This distinction matters because many people respond to harm obsessions with confession, avoidance, checking, mental review, or repeated reassurance seeking. These behaviors may reduce anxiety briefly, but they reinforce the premise that the thought required investigation. By separating intrusive mental content from intent, the book helps readers understand why fear, disgust, and guilt do not need to be solved through certainty seeking. The emphasis is clinical, and practical recovery begins when the reader stops treating unwanted thoughts as moral emergencies. Secondly, CBT targets the distorted beliefs that keep violent thoughts threatening. The cognitive behavioral foundation of the book focuses on how certain beliefs make harm obsessions feel urgent and dangerous. Hirschfield discusses patterns commonly associated with OCD, including thought-action fusion, overestimation of threat, inflated responsibility, perfectionism about mental control, and intolerance of uncertainty. These are not presented as abstract labels, but as mechanisms that explain why a person may feel compelled to solve a thought that has no practical solution. For example, if someone believes that having an image of harm is morally similar to committing harm, then the mind becomes a courtroom where every intrusive idea must be defended against. If someone demands absolute certainty that they will never lose control, ordinary uncertainty becomes intolerable. CBT is used to expose these assumptions and test whether they are helpful, realistic, or compatible with living normally. The goal is not to prove that feared outcomes are impossible, because OCD can always ask for more certainty. Instead, the book encourages a shift toward recognizing distorted appraisals and choosing responses that do not strengthen them. This makes the cognitive work a support for behavioral change rather than a form of reassurance. Thirdly, exposure and response prevention reduces the need to neutralize fear. Exposure and response prevention is one of the book's most important practical frameworks. In harm OCD, exposure does not mean courting real danger or acting against safety. It means deliberately approaching feared thoughts, images, words, situations, or uncertainties while refraining from compulsions that are designed to cancel anxiety. A reader might learn to tolerate the presence of a disturbing thought without checking feelings, seeking reassurance, avoiding sharp objects unnecessarily, mentally reviewing past behavior, or repeating safety statements. The reasoning behind ERP is that avoidance teaches the brain that the avoided object or thought was genuinely dangerous, while compulsions teach that anxiety must be neutralized before life can continue. Exposure changes this learning by allowing anxiety and doubt to rise and fall without ritualized control. Hirschfield situates ERP within the specific emotional logic of harm obsessions, where the feared consequence often involves being a bad or dangerous person. This makes response prevention especially important, because many compulsions are internal and can look like responsible self-monitoring. The book helps readers see that refusing compulsions is not carelessness. It is the therapeutic practice of disengaging from OCD demands for impossible certainty. Fourthly, mindfulness changes the relationship to intrusive thoughts without suppression. Mindfulness in the book functions as more than relaxation. Hirschfield uses it to help readers observe intrusive thoughts as mental events that can be noticed without judgment, argument, or immediate action. This is especially relevant to harm OCD because attempts to suppress violent thoughts often make them more prominent. When a person treats an unwanted image as unacceptable, the mind may monitor for its return, creating a loop of vigilance and alarm. Mindfulness interrupts this loop by teaching a different posture. The thought can be present, unpleasant, and irrelevant at the same time. This approach does not require liking the thought or agreeing with it. It requires allowing uncertainty and discomfort to exist without turning them into a problem that must be solved. The book's integration of mindfulness with CBT is important because cognitive analysis alone can become another ritual if the reader uses it to seek perfect reassurance. Mindfulness adds a non-argumentative skill, helping readers notice urges to check, confess, review, or avoid. In this way, mindfulness supports ERP by making space between the appearance of an obsession and the habitual compulsion that follows. Reassurance seeking and recovery practice in daily life. A distinctive practical concern in harm OCD is the shame that surrounds the content of the obsession. People may delay seeking help because they fear being misunderstood, judged, or treated as dangerous. Hirschfield's book directly reduces this barrier by explaining why unwanted violent thoughts are common within OCD and why distress about them is not the same as intent. This has practical consequences when shame decreases. Readers are more able to name their symptoms accurately and engage in treatment. The book also treats reassurance seeking as a major maintenance factor. Asking others whether one is safe, reviewing memories for evidence of innocence, or testing emotional reactions may feel responsible, but these behaviors keep the obsession central. Recovery, therefore, requires repeated daily practice, not only intellectual insight. The reader learns to identify compulsions that may be overt, such as avoidance, or covert, such as mental checking. The book is realistic in that these tools can be difficult to apply without consistency and, for some readers, professional support. Its value lies in translating clinical principles into choices that can be practiced during ordinary triggers rather than only during therapy sessions. In conclusion, overcoming harm OCD is best suited for people who experience unwanted violent thoughts, images, urges, or doubts and recognize a pattern of fear, avoidance, checking, reassurance seeking, or mental review around them. It is also useful for clinicians, family members, and informed supporters who want a clearer understanding of why harm obsessions differ from violent intent and why reassurance usually fails as a long-term strategy. The practical benefit of the book is that it connects explanation with treatment behavior. Readers learn not only what harm OCD is, but why compulsions preserve it and how CBT, RP, and mindfulness can be combined to weaken the cycle. Its intellectual benefit is the careful separation between thought content, personal values, perceived risk, and behavioral response. Compared with broader OCD self-help books, it stands out because it concentrates on a subtype that is often under-discussed due to fear and stigma. Compared with general mindfulness books, it is more clinically targeted and grounded in OCD treatment principles. Compared with reassurance-heavy resources, it avoids making recovery depend on perfect certainty. The book is not a replacement for professional care, especially when symptoms are severe or safety concerns are present, but it is a specialized and credible guide for understanding and working with harm obsessions. If you would like to support John Hirschfield MFT, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.